As we have been informing you this morning, a shooting at Seattle Pacific University yesterday afternoon left one person dead, a total of three people hurt, the campus locked down. Isaac Gunderson spent that time locked in the library with fellow students praying for the school and the victims. Gunderson told KUOW's Lisa Brooks what happened once he and his fellow students realized this was not a drill.
Immediate shock, I guess, and then we all prayed together for a while, and then once we were done with that, we just kind of sat there, locked in a room that wasn't a lot we could do, just kind of sat there and got real warm and continued praying for our fellow students and the school and the community in general, and yeah.
So once you were out of lockdown, what happened when you left the library?
I left the library a little later, and there were a bunch of students in the loop, so I just met with some of my students, or my fellow students, talked for a little while, talked to some of the administration, and then went home and had dinner, and then went to the prayer vigil at First Free Methodist later that night.
So what kinds of things did you talk about? Were you just grateful you were alive, or were you comforting each other? What were you doing there?
I mean, I think it was a mix of all of those things. Like, no one's really sure exactly how to respond. There's so many different emotions going on, and so some people, it's like, I mean, everyone at that point is grateful to see that their friends and anyone they see is alive and whatnot, and so that was a lot of that, and a lot of just, like, where do we go from here type stuff, and, like, how do we as a community come together and move forward, and even though moving forward, like, at this point in time seems so strange that it's only a day after, and moving forward is going to look like a long process, but...
Well, let's talk about the vigil then. Tell me what happened there.
We had a lot of staff and faculty say a lot of really great things. I mean, we're a Christian school, and I think that's really central to the identity of the school and the identity of the community and moving forward. Just knowing that as Christians, we're called to, like, confront the truth, and at this point, the truth is confusing and frustrating and angry, and there's, like, it feels really weird, but at the same time, knowing that there's a lot of hope coming out of that. And one of our theology professors spoke very well to a couple of the Psalms and then some scripture readings and time of communal worship. And that was a really, really powerful time and really cool to see the community really band together there.
What about your faith? Is it challenged right now?
I don't think my faith is... I think challenged would be the wrong word right now. I think... utilized. I mean, I think the faith is utilized every day, and I think this is an occurrence that really brings that to the forefront, which is, I mean, I think our president, Dr. Martin, has been really true in saying, like, it's a central aspect of our community, and now more than ever.
Well, you've been praying for the community and for the victims. What would you like to say to those students affected if you had a chance to?
I mean, I think to all my fellow students, now is the time where really we as a community have the opportunity to band together and show others what grace and truth looks like in a situation like this.
Well, not an easy time. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Isaac Gunderson is a student at Seattle Pacific University and president of the Associated Students of Seattle Pacific University. And I'm Lisa Brooks.